So today, as I said, we're carrying on with looking at not self and using the formulation of the five aggregates. And you do have a handout on this. And in the practice that we just did, we were practicing with the five aggregates in a very simple way. So, first of all, these five aggregates, this is not science. These are ways to practice with our experiences. And over a few thousand years, they've been found to be very helpful in terms of learning to let go and not suffer so much. Always remembering, this is always about not suffering so much. So we have the first aggregate, which is talked about as form. And in this case, any of our sensory functions is part of form. And for our purposes, we can really just think of the first aggregate as body. And you'll hear the word, the Pali word, rupa. And we've practiced a lot with body. We've practiced with noticing sensations arise and pass away, sounds arise and pass away. In the exercise we just did with hearing, I pointed to, in your handout, I pointed to the consciousness, the simply being conscious, or if you prefer, aware of hearing. So we have ears, the sound waves move into the ears, and there's what's called in this formulation hearing consciousness. If it was a visual practice, it would be eye consciousness. We've got nose consciousness, taste, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, sensorium consciousness. So it's not consciousness in that, in the way that gets spoken of with neuroscience and all of the conundrums that are being encountered with trying to locate consciousness. That's not what we're working with here. We're simply working with the factor of knowing something. It's the knowing factor. So I said hearing, being, known. Often consciousness is tagged on to the end of the five aggregates. But I find from teaching that I received from Norman Feldman, this is very helpful to go body or form, then simply the consciousness, the being known. And your handout talks in that way. And then what happens almost simultaneously, and all of this happens, boom, 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 all together really. What happens really quickly is the Vedana, or the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, and the perception. Oh, that's a bird, that's a car, that's a bell, in terms of hearing. Again, perception is not perception, as is talked about in neuroscience. Perception in this formulation is simply the recognition of whatever is being known. Okay? And then from there are what are called sankharas, often translated as mental formations. And this is the proliferation of thought that I pointed to as well. The thoughts, the emotions, the intentions, the stories, the moods, all that stuff, right, that we've practiced with so much all along the way. Our task with the five aggregates, which are simply a way of looking at human experience in these bundles, that's another translation, bundles, is to notice that these bundles come and go. the body sensations, the sounds, they come and go. Even the consciousness comes and goes. The Vedana, the feeling tone, changes. Have you noticed that? You might find something pleasant initially, but it carries on for a while. It starts to become, you lose interest maybe. It may even become irritating and unpleasant. And the reverse can happen too. I think we've all had that, where we've cultivated interest in an unpleasant body sensation and notice that the interest just really shifts how we experience it. It's no longer not quite so pleasant. It may move into neutral, sometimes even into pleasant, or the knowing is so pleasant. So we're wanting to really recognize with the aggregates that they change. They are impermanent. That is our, if we can do that, then we're a little less likely to grab onto them for self-definition. My body, my sounds, my soundscape, my likes, my preferences, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, my preferences, my perceptions. I know what that bird sound was. And all of the mental proliferation that ensue from all of that. And really, when we try to hold on to that which cannot be held, like trying to grab a wave. You ever try to grab a wave in the ocean or even in a lake? It doesn't work, does it? But when we try, and we do this with our experiences with these five aggregates, we suffer and we experience tightness, contraction, all manner of things. Maybe nausea, maybe headache, maybe palpitations, maybe really severe pain in the body. The heart can be very distressed when we try to grab onto that which is coming and going. That's neither here nor there. It's just this, and now just this, and now just this. And so this formulation of the five aggregates, five bundles, is a way to practice with noticing that things come and go, not taking ownership of them, not me, not mine, and ultimately not suffering so much. So you have the handout that I gave you, and I'll just see if there's anything else I wanted to say. We're really wanting to appreciate that everything that arises out of a universe of conditions and causes is contingent, one thing on another, and is unable to provide lasting satisfaction. Have you noticed that if you hold on to your body for lasting satisfaction, my looks, my body, my health, and then you start getting a little older or you get COVID, it doesn't work too well, does it, for a sense of who we are? Yeah. And we can notice the same thing with our preferences, with our perceptions, with our opinions, our views on things. How much suffering we can give rise to when we hold on tight to them, to define us. Thus shall you think of all this fleeting world, a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, a flickering lamp, a phantom, and a dream. And that's from the Diamond Sutra that's on your handout. So just remember, we're working with this so that we suffer less. That's the beginning and the end of it all, to suffer less. And I think I'll leave it there.